Jesus began to tell them that, and they said, what will be the sign of the coming of the end of the world? And Jesus began to speak to them, the time will come when there will not be stone left upon the other. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. And the other day over in California, up in Oakland, when it was our privilege to be there in a meeting, and it was the first time that my wife had ever been in an earthquake. I was sitting in the barber shop, and the room shook just a little, and the radio quickly announced our earthquake was on. Said they're looking for another in about 8 minutes. And I thought, oh, what if this is the last one? I hurried from the barber shop, met my wife who was waiting on the street, walked into a little drug store to get some little picture cards to send back to our loved ones. And while we were there, one of the most mysterious, funny feelings that man could ever feel, the whole earth began to rock. The bottles begin to fall from the shelf. The flues begin to fall off the building and into the street, overrun the people screaming and crying as the plaster fell from the walls and the big buildings with 30 and 40 stories rocked together until the smoke or dust from the mortar went up like great mushrooms. And people begin to scream and run. I said, that is the finger of Almighty God saying the handwriting's on the wall. Jesus said, when you hear of earthquakes in divers places, the earth split open down the highway for a long ways, about 5 foot, and went way down hundreds of feet in the earth. One place the entire highway dropped in. And I thought, as that split open, I could just almost see the finger of Almighty God saying, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places. While the day was going on, 8 different earthquakes rocked that city, and beer joints stayed open, and drunks swarmed into the streets, and women walked the streets half dressed, and everything as if nothing had ever happened. People are so earthbound today that I don't know what it will take to shake this country. They just seem to be so unconcerned. They don't notice. And one man even made a remark as I heard him with my own eyes, said, did you see what I did? I shook my fist. I am the Superman. And I thought, such blasphemy. I never thought so much of that as blasphemy as I did right here in our own city as I was going out the highway last evening to Georgetown. As you cross the sections out here just before you hit the new highway coming forth, there was a great sign sticking up there, and it said, He is risen, has life. And the very next sign, them two alone, said, where there is Budweiser beer, there is life. I thought, such blasphemy. That's all there is to it. And the Bible said that before the second coming of Christ, that man should be blasphemers, walking in their own ungodly lust, truth breakers and false accusers, how the world has become in such a delusion. In Bombay, India, recently, when Billy, my boy, and I were there in a great meeting where tens of thousands of Hindus gave their life to Christ, there come a great warning. Now I want you to watch the intelligence of nature. And all of a sudden, by some unknown reason, all the little birds in the city begin to leave for the country. And birds by swarm left for the country. And they begin to notice all the cattle and the sheep and the ox. But in India, their fences is not like ours. They're not wooden fences. They're great rock fences that's built high. And all the cattle begin to get away from the walls and get away from the buildings and go way out in the middle of the field and begin to mill around out in the middle of the field. Then all of a sudden a great earthquake struck and shook down the walls. Trees rocked, missiles flew, and the birds never returned, and the cattle stayed out in the field. And man went right along thinking it was all right. And the next day, another earthquake rocked, and more buildings turned over, and the missiles flew. And on the third day, the cattle went back to the walls, and the birds returned to the city.
Amen.
Oh, he who feeds the sparrow, he that brought his little creatures into the ark, still lives and reigns, and they seem to have more intelligence about God than man does who he created in his image. When man blasphemes the little creatures of the earth, God provides for them, and they made their way away from the big walls. They'd have been killed. The birds would have been mashed in the cracks of the rock as it rocked to and fro. Signs of his coming. Oh, it's a great day that we're now living in. Earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilence. All those things that Jesus spoke of is here. To my way of seeing it, I don't see anything left but the coming of the Lord. It's at hand. Jesus also in his address to his people, he said, learn a parable of the fig tree. When it is tender and begins to put forth leaves, you say summer is nigh. And when you see these things begin to come to pass, know that the time is at hand. Notice what the fig tree was. The fig tree has always been the Jewish nation. He said not only the fig tree, but the other trees. When you see the fig tree and all the other trees putting forth their buds, now, he spoke not only of the fig tree, but the other trees. Now, let's just notice when it's putting forth its bud. We have lived in a very peculiar time in the past few years. The Gentile church has had one of the greatest revivals that it's ever had since the days of the apostles, or the Gentile church didn't have the revival then. It was the Jewish church that had the revival. But the Gentile church in the past 10 or 12 years has had the greatest revival of the history. We are thinking of the Martin Luther revival. Yes, sir. It was the great, but that was in Germany. Alone. We're thinking of the Wesley revival. That was in England. It spread forth over here in a few of the British Isles, but never took too much effect. But in this day, this revival that's on of the supernatural has absolutely covered from sea to boundless sea.
Amen.
The world over, through great radio and magazines and advances, who's went out unsponsored by mankind and has brought a revival that tens of thousands times thousands of souls have been born into the kingdom of God. In my own little fragile ministry that the Lord has given me, I've seen well over 1 million souls come to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Think of it. When others of these great ministries who sweep out in radio and so forth to the millions, there's revival fires that burn on every hill in the world.
Amen.
Practically, since about 10 years ago, since we got started in the revival, we're at the end time. Now, notice, then just before that, he prophesied here and said the walls of Jerusalem would be trod down by the Gentiles until the Gentile dispensation would be finished. The Bahamans have took it over. We realize that. And I want you to look at the crisis tonight. How Ishmael and Isaac are still at each other's neck right at Jerusalem, where it's predicted they would be. And a few years ago, there was hardly any Jews at all in Jerusalem. Now, Jesus speaking, when you see the fig tree put forth its bud. Now, the Jews have been scattered to all the world. Great numbers, millions in Germany, and in Italy, and in the United States, all over the world. And God, as He did in the early days, hardened Pharaoh's heart. He hardened Mussolini's heart on the Jews. And the Jews was ousted from Italy. He hardened Hitler's heart, and they were ousted from Germany. He hardened Stalin's heart, and they were ousted from Russia. And had you been noticing the paper that we, the United States, are taking sides with the Arabs?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, brother, the handwriting's on the wall. God said, whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Who curses Israel shall be cursed.
Amen.
Now, I have a picture at home, or I believe it's loaned out at the time, called by the scientists, 3 minutes before midnight. If the scientific world has said the clock has went around until it's 3 minutes before midnight, and I think they've cut that down now to about 1 minute before midnight, when they discovered hydrogen or oxygen, atomic, all those great powers that they could harness could completely cause a total annihilation in 5 minutes' time. They could absolutely tonight not be one living person on the entire North America continent in 30 minutes. And it's laying right in a bunch of infidel hands who hate us. And besides that, we've got barges and ships set all placed around on both to Siberia, over in Hungary, and different places where our ships are setting loaded with the same type of missiles. Brethren, if later than you think, Solomon and Gomorrah little knew that night that they were living their last hour. Little did Egypt know that the death angel that had been predicted to come would come that night. Little did Pearl Harbor realize that raid that took place. We are weighed in the balance and found wanting. We are near the end time. What would happen if they right in Moscow could direct them missiles guided by the stars and radar could land that bomb exactly on 4th Street in Louisville if they wanted to? Right. And we can stand out there in the sea somewhere on our ships and direct one right straight on the capital of Moscow if we want to. What would happen, my brother, if that great missile turning would take place and this country would receive a shake at the same hour we turn loose the same things and shake it to the other side? And we're living on a little bitty, tiny, thin crust anyhow? When the earthquake just eat around and eat around until it's like hauling out an egg. It should make one big burst and this 8,000 miles thick of lava spurt into the air. It would do exactly what God said would take place. We're at the end time. We're here. No way to stop it. All the begging we might put to Eisenhower in every county, and it will never stop it. Jesus Christ said these times would come. We're here. The fig tree putting forth its bud.